Hey, it's Pastor John Haggard at Treasure Top. Today I want to share a 60-second radio message about how everything in life has an expiration date. Take a listen to this quick executive summary in 60 seconds and then continue listening if you'd like to learn more. Here's the one-minute radio message, the executive summary. Everything in life has an expiration date. Food, friendships, jobs, memories, children, marriages, parents, even credit cards. And one day you too will have an expiration date. And simultaneously, a date with destiny. Hi, it's Pastor John Haggard at treasuretop.com. What will your destiny be upon your expiration date? The Bible teaches that all of us will have eternal life after this life. Those who have accepted Christ go to heaven, whereas those who have rejected Christ go to hell. You get to choose where you go, but you gotta make your decision before you expire. After your expiration date, it's too late. John 3:36 in the NIV, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life. Learn more about your expiration date and what you can do to ensure your next life in eternity is guaranteed to be in heaven. Subscribe to our podcast at treasuretop.com. That's treasuretop.com. So I think most of us agree that every thing has and every person has an expiration date. So let's unpack what it really means when we say everything in life has an expiration date. Jesus had an expiration date on earth. He was crucified and died in AD 33. But Jesus also rose from the dead and said one very important thing after his resurrection. Right before he ascended to heaven, Jesus said in John 14:26 in the NIV version of the Bible, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Even though Jesus had a physical expiration date on earth, Christians have Jesus living in them in the form of the Holy Spirit, who is part of the Trinity, known as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus has an afterlife after earth in eternity, and so do you. Just like in today's times, everyone who lived in biblical times also had an expiration date. If we look in the Old Testament, Methuselah, that was the grandfather of Noah, lived to be 969 years old. Now, there may have been someone who lived longer, but it's not recorded in the Bible. And 969 years old is supported by biblical math, since Methuselah passed away in the same year as the Great Flood. So here's how it all adds up. When Methuselah was 187 years old, he had Lamech, as we learn in Genesis 5:25. And when Lamech was 182 years old, he fathered Noah. We see that in Genesis 5:28. At the time of the flood, Noah was 600 years old, as we're told in Genesis 7:6. Methuselah passed away at the age of 969, and here's how we get there. 187 plus 182 plus 600. And speaking of dates, the birth of Christ split dating and history in two. Every date is referenced to either B.C. or A.D. B.C. means before Christ, and A.D. means in the year of our Lord. So every time you write a check or make a payment, the date of that payment is referenced to the birth of Christ. So if your payment date is January 1st, 2023, for example, then that payment references 2,023 years after the birth of Christ. So everything and everybody has an expiration date. The key is, what have you done, or what are you going to do about your expiration date? You might say, well, I don't have any control over my expiration date. And you would be right, as none of us do. Only God knows when our expiration date will be. But what we can control is how we respond to our forthcoming expiration date. If Christ was raised from the dead, then what we do with him is the most important decision we can ever face. And did you know heaven and hell wait on that answer? Your place in eternity is determined by that answer. Our birth certificates don't come with expiration dates, but you know, from the moment we are born, we are old enough to die. And we will all die a physical death. The only question that remains is, will we be prepared to meet God, our Maker, when we do? Hebrews 9:27 in the King James Version says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. John 3:18 in the NIV version says, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." And this in John 3:36, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them." Now, what that scripture is really saying is you will see life. It's just a question of where. Are you going to have life in heaven, or are you going to have eternal life in hell? If you are not convinced about what happens at your expiration date, you might ask a question like, what if it's not true? Not true that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And here's what the Bible says about that. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 17 to 22 in the NIV. Quote, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." To explain that verse a little, when it says, "Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost," what that's saying is that those who accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior before they died a physical death and then later died, all of that faith would have been worthless if Jesus Christ had not been resurrected from the dead. You see, I think it actually takes more faith not to believe in Christ than it does to believe in Christ. Romans 1:20 in the NIV says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." Now, that's a powerful verse, especially the part, quote, "being understood from what has been made." You know, I've heard people say, and you probably too, "Well, I don't believe that God actually created the universe. I believe it was really just a big bang." Well, actually, I agree. It was a big bang, because behind every big bang, there's a banger. Behind every creation, there's a creator. Even the home you live in has a creator. Somebody had to build it. And regarding faith, Jesus said in Matthew 17:20, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Jesus is saying, "I can work with you, even with just a little faith, that I am who I say I am, and that you can have eternal life in heaven." Jesus wants a relationship with you and me. It's one of the reasons he has not yet come back to earth, which we hear about as the second coming in the Bible. He's waiting for you to accept him as your Lord and Savior. But that acceptance also has an expiration date. And that's why it's so important to make that decision to accept him now, as you will not have a second chance after your expiration date occurs. Friend, if you have not already accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you may not have a second chance later. That's because anyone who dies before accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will not go to heaven. Instead, it's going to be eternity in hell, as Jesus says in Matthew 25:41. "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Jesus is talking about those who refuse to accept him as their Lord and Savior. So I say, why take a chance that it's not true? We're only here for, what, 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 years? And then we live in eternity for trillions of years in one of two places, heaven or hell. And here's the really cool thing. It's your choice. You get to choose where you are going to spend eternity. Nobody can tell you where you're going but you. If you haven't already accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you've strayed away and you just want to renew your relationship with Christ, I'll lead you in this prayer. And you can say this prayer out loud or to yourself if you like, or you can just say, "Me too, Lord." Pray this: "Jesus, please come into my heart. I proclaim you my Lord and Savior. forgive me of my sins. If you just prayed that prayer and really mean it in your heart, congratulations. And would you let me know about it? Email me, john@treasuretop.com. That's john@treasuretop.com. And if you'd like to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ, you can go to our website, treasuretop.com, and press the Give button on the top menu. Or you can text the word Give to 844-553-1590. That's the word Give to 844-553-1590. And of course, if you prefer, you can also mail your gift to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 210-615, Nashville, Tennessee, 37221. That's P.O. Box 210-615, Nashville, Tennessee, 37221. Thank you for all of you who have helped and who continue to help us spread the saving grace, the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support. And as you may know, I don't take a salary from Treasure Top. I do this for free. And in times like these, I also understand that some are unable to give financial support. Your prayers for Treasure Top are just as important. Would you pray for us that these messages will be responsible for more people getting into heaven? And if you've never given a gift to Treasure Top, please pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to provide what my pastor once said, real hope for real people in the real world. To be notified of our latest podcast episodes, click on the episode and press the word subscribe right there underneath my picture. You can also share our podcast with friends or people you know who need an encouraging word. Just click on the podcast message right there underneath my picture and you'll see the word share next to the word subscribe. And of course, you can download any episode if you like. It's Pastor John Haggard saying blessings to you and your loved ones. And see you next time on this podcast.